On Monday, it finally stopped raining on Robeson County. It will be days before the water drains away and the real cleanup can begin. But some evacuees took advantage of the break in the weather to venture back to their flooded neighborhoods to try to at least assess the damage. Jay Price was with a group of friends and neighbors just south of Lumberton.
The flooding here is much like it was 2 years ago after Hurricane Matthew, so bad that in most places, people trying to check on their homes are stopped by flooded roads or police before they can get close. But in an unnamed neighborhood just south of the city, a dozen or so residents have turned the two entrances into their U-shaped neighborhood into impromptu boat ramps. They're launching a ragtag flotilla of half a dozen canoes and aluminum john boats to check on the damage to their homes and retrieve anything important they've left behind. Most left a couple of days ago when the water was still filling just ditches. Now it's nearly up to their mailboxes. Lydia Locklear, a retired home health care worker, is known in the neighborhood by her middle name, Marie. She's been having flashbacks about Hurricane Matthew, when she lost everything in her mobile home, a new car, and a truck. She evacuated to her son-in-law's house days ago, but she heard Sunday that a makeshift berm to block the rising Lumber River had failed, and water was pouring into the same place it had 2 years ago. That made for a hard night.
I couldn't sleep. I said, "Lord, my house underwater again." I was panicking. I woke everybody up. Get up and worry with me.
Get up and worry with me. Locklear says she and her neighbors learned hard lessons in Matthew. One was to get out early so they didn't have to be evacuated by boat again. Another was not to trust official guesses about how likely another flood was or how high another flood could get.
And all the permits said I had to go, had to go higher than the water went last time. And everybody's talking about, well, if you flood one time, you flood again. So I say, well, let's just go higher.
So after Hurricane Matthew, she had the workers build up her yard a foot higher than required. She wasn't sure if she really had built it up high enough for this flood and whether she would have to start over again. Bo Scott, a relative of one resident, said he'd take her to find out. Locklear said no.
He'd take
you. I'll take you. You'll be safe.
But her neighbors ribbed her until she relented and climbed into the boat. While she was checking for damage, other neighbors watched, just happy for the tiny bit of normalcy of being around each other again. Tammy Maynor, who lives just across the street from Locklear, had come with her husband, Gerald. They had already been to their house.
We just basically come to check the house to see it, because yesterday the waters hadn't got in our house yet. They were in our dug. We still had about that much before it came in on the floors. And so we came back today to just, you know, basically look to see if it had came in. And it has.
Last time, the rising water caught them off guard and they escaped with just one big bag of clothes. After that, they bought an enclosed trailer. They used it to move their possessions out early this time. Matthew had lifted water waist high inside, and it had taken them 5 months to get the house at least habitable. Now they have more work to do.
But it don't hurt like it did the last time, let me tell you. I cried so many tears the last time I could have filled this place up again 10 times. I lost 15 pounds, my husband lost 15 pounds. We couldn't eat.
The small neighborhood is close-knit. There's a lot of love here, is the way Maynor puts it.
And that's why we came back after the flood, because we said this is home.
Then Scott brings Locklear back, sitting stoically in the front of the little boat and trying to ignore her friend's ribbing about cavorting with young men in boats.
Grease on all kind of men over here.
Hey, Emma.
They help her out and ask if she brought anything back from the mobile home. She says no, because she's got good news.
I didn't get nothing. There's no water in there, so I didn't take out nothing.
So she did build up her home high enough, this time. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.